Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's call. I'm Alexandria Barker, and I'm so glad to have you here listening to this training series that I'm offering. Now, the tools that you're going to be learning today from my special guest, Isabel Hunt, are going to give you the confidence and the know-how to connect with your intuitive voice while running your business. And it's going to help guide you in the direction of your dreams, as well as helping you experience success in every area of your life. So if you've been, you know, practicing your business but not experiencing the kind of success you really want, then the missing link you've been searching for might be right here on this call. So I'm really excited for you, and I'm sure that you're going to get a lot out of it. So let me just begin by telling you a little bit about my guest, Isabel Hunt. Now, Isabel is a professional coach who specializes in helping entrepreneurs find their inner power, to understand their true calling, and to strip away layers of self-sabotaging stories and beliefs that might make you resist the level of success you're truly capable of. It is the success that creates a sustainable and successful business that has a powerful impact in the world. Isabel is known for her revolutionary online coaching program, The Dare to Stand Out, through which Isabel supports conscientious entrepreneurs to find their true identity, mission, and their message. So understanding your identity and who you really are will lead you to getting a clearer picture of your niche, implementing successful personal marketing, and taking the necessary actions to achieving your goals. Isabel empowers and supports entrepreneurs who yearn for more in life, who want to see their ideas and passion flourish. Today, Isabel established herself as a professional coach and an expert on a national as well as international level. So I can't wait to just get started. So hello, Isabel.
Thank you so much for having me on the call, and thank you for the introduction. That was great. Thank you.
Oh, well, I'm very, very pleased, and I'm eager just to have you begin to tell us all about this program. But first, I just wanted to just touch on, you know, since we're speaking about entrepreneurs, and, you know, God knows we have a lot of challenges that we face, what do you consider to be the biggest challenge facing entrepreneurs these days?
And in between of my book that you mentioned and the program, I think it's really
Isabel, I didn't catch the first part of what you said. You cut out a little bit. Could you just repeat that?
Oh, I'm sorry. I hope it's not my phone, and I hope it's not going to be throughout the whole call so people can really get the value. Okay, let's try it again. I think the biggest challenge is something in between of the title of my book and the program that you mentioned before. I really think that the biggest challenge from my experience of working with entrepreneurs since over 3 years now is finding their true identity. I think there's so many blueprints and systems and strategies out there that throughout this whole implementing, we really forget who we actually are and what works for us that we can implement so we can really truly experience the success that we're capable of. I think that's really the biggest challenge for people starting their own business or want to, or actually those who are a little further ahead and just suddenly feel stuck.
Yeah, I think you're right, because I know that finding your niche and really, you know, really determining your tribe can be very challenging for people, especially entrepreneurs who have, you know, a multitude of services that they can provide somebody. And, you know, the temptation is that there to just to want to help everybody. And, of course, that doesn't really work, because if you're trying to help everybody, you end up really not helping anyone. So the idea is just to really drill down and find what your true purpose is. So that must be very exciting. What about people who are just starting out in business but they're finding themselves a little bit stuck? What can they do to, you know, how do you help them become more successful in their business?
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, I think there's always a reason. And I actually, it's so perfect, the call is perfect, because I literally just experienced that myself. I'm realizing I'm taking it even further in my success level. And I just had to work with two coaches to really get out of my head. And I felt stuck. I was really frustrated. And one of my very dear friends said to me, "You always get stuck." And that's because I can say that because my business also is very virtual-based, face-based. And she said, when you get really stuck, that's usually when there's too much of your ego involved in your business. And that's true. If we focus on our ego and we start feeling stuck because our ego is our survival mechanism. It's kind of trying to keep us safe, to keep a good image of us, right?
Yeah.
And so we're looking for the wrong things. We're looking for approval from other people. We're looking for attention. We're looking for affirmation. So when you feel stuck, that's the wrong way to look. That's exactly what caused us feeling stuck, feeling overwhelmed. And it was perfect yesterday when she said that to me. She's like, you have to take a little less of you and a little more of God. And in my case, that's true for me. For others, it might be whatever really their story is, and that kind of depends on how I would coach them. But it's true. So when you're stuck, like really look at, okay, where's my ego in the way? What do I really want to accomplish with what I'm doing? For example, some people write a lot of blog posts and they don't really get the traffic. Why are you writing the blog post? To actually just get your message out? Or because you want so many people to read it so you get all this positive feedback and the numbers are correct? Like, those are the wrong ambitions to do something. And that's what keeps you stuck. So take a step back when you feel stuck and overwhelmed. And like, why am I doing what I'm doing? What are my real intentions? And then really create that awareness thing, okay, I assume or I think that's my ego getting in the way for me to succeed. What if I would take my ego out? What would I do differently if I wouldn't want that affirmation from other people, if I wouldn't want the numbers to be high to compete with everyone else? What is it truly that my message is? And that usually gets you unstuck. That at least got me really unstuck yesterday, because I realize the higher you aim, the more you're looking for that approval, because it's outside of your comfort zone. And when something gets uncomfortable, we want even more approval. We want even more affirmation that we're on the right track.
Yeah. And, of course, in the world of business, you really want to see some of the – you want to see the numbers, and, you know, you know that you have to grow your list for to have a viable business. So, yeah, it's easy to get kind of wrapped around that and instead of thinking about really what is your true message. So I wonder if you could just tell us a little bit about your coaching program. And I know that the program is called the Dare to Stand Out?
Yes.
Okay. So now would this apply to people who were not in the process of trying to create a business? Is it sort of something that everyone can relate to? Or?
It is, well, yes, basically. But I kind of created it towards entrepreneurs, especially conscious entrepreneurs that really understand the value of personal development. When I started out with my coaching, I, for some reason, attracted all entrepreneurs and the franchise owners. And I realized that my coaching sessions ended up having a similar structure. And that's when I really took a step back. I'm like, okay, how do I want this to go? I started to get bored. And like, that's not how I want to run my business. I understand that people are so desperately looking for that identity, that voice that they can where they really can speak up. And that's when I created the program, the Dare to Stand Out, especially for entrepreneurs. I think the future is for entrepreneurs. There are not enough jobs out there for everyone to have. So the future is with entrepreneurs, and we're the ones who most likely will be that make the biggest impact and make the biggest difference in this world. So that's when I created the program and how I actually coach individual clients. So it's a 12-week program, 12 modules. Every week you get access to a different one, to a new module, not all at once, because, again, then people tend to read the first and the last, and then you get overwhelmed.
Yeah, it's easy to get overwhelmed. You have a lot of new information and new processes
right.
to do and new commitments to keep, you know, throughout your
exactly.
days that are all probably pretty packed already.
Exactly. And that's literally set up for you to spend about 1 to 2 hours a week, because the content and the questions, like, it's really real coaching. It's almost like you're working with a coach one-on-one. But you can do it on your own pace. You're not stuck to a certain time, to a certain day. You can pick when you want to work through it. But how it's set up is that everything you work through, you implement throughout your daily routine. So it's not necessarily additional work. Some of it, yes, you have, like, when we talk about money, there are certain exercises to do. But in general, it's like 1 to 2 hours a week where you really just go through the content and go through the question, and you take that with you into your week to create that awareness. It's really about changing your mindset. We're also implementing law of attraction. I know you're very big with law of attraction.
Yes.
And looking at your mindset, like really turning that around to understand, okay, that's where I'm sabotaging myself. This is where I should probably think twice before I act, because that's my survival mechanism speaking, not my essence. The coaching I do is called ontological coaching. So it's really about your essence and who you truly are, and your survival mechanism that you, like those layers that protect us over the years. So it's really, what I really love how the program is set up, that it's almost like a one-on-one, and people can choose if they want to have it as a home study, if they want to go through it by themselves, or if they want me to read their answers and actually communicate with them through the program. So it's a great way to have that personal experience with the coach, but on your terms. If
nice.
It's in the middle of the night, you can work through it. If it's early in the morning, you work through it. And the same with me. When I have my times I work with my clients, I go back and look at your answers. So it's a really great way to work with a coach.
Great. Well, now, and you have just published a book, which is very exciting. Your book is called Identity Crisis in the World of Entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, that's actually my free ebook people can download. It's kind of leaned towards the program, but it just gives you, those who are not quite sure where to start, it gives you really a starting point. If it's a quick read, gives you some basic questions and content. Okay, this is what I have to look at. Because in my experience, how you do one relationship is how you do them all. There's always an underlying pattern. And so even though you're a business owner, it doesn't mean that you can take it away from your personal life. I know a lot of people say, oh, I leave work at work and I leave my personal life in my personal space. It's not true. You're still interacting the same way. It's still who you are. Your message is you. Like, you're not two people, right?
Right.
And
when you're an entrepreneur, your business is you as well. It's a further extension of you. It's not like you're working for the man somewhere. You can't just shut it down.
Yeah. So that book really gives you some areas to look at. For example, okay, how does your well-being play into being successful as an entrepreneur? What is your money mindset? If your finances suck in your personal life and you have no idea, you have no budget, nothing, it most likely will be the same way in your business. Again, your mindset didn't change just because you suddenly have a business. You're attracting money differently, or you're actually attracting money the same way. There's no difference. And then also, how do I communicate with other people? Because whatever you focus on within yourself is what you focus on with other people. To make yourself feel better. And we don't do it intentionally most of the time. It's very subconsciously, but if you have that awareness, you know, okay, here's usually where people trigger something within me, where I react instead of just be with them. And so the book really gives you different areas to look at where most entrepreneurs don't even think of to look at. And I had to go through this learning experience. My gosh, you have no idea how often my coach called me uncoachable. because I didn't understand, why would I bring in my spiritual life into my business? Why would I bring in my well-being into my business? Those were questions I had. And once I understood that, that's when I was able to really create the foundation of my business. And If your foundation is really strong, you can build on top of it whatever you want without it falling apart right away.
Wow. So it sounds like you learned a lot in the process of writing this book.
It was not just the book. It was, I think it was the process of being coached myself and establishing myself as coach.
So
yeah, the writing definitely gave me some new ideas too.
So you have, so this book is available for free download. Well, that's lovely. Can you share with our listeners how they can access that?
Yes, they can really just go to my website. It's isabelhund.com, Isabel, I-S-A-B-E-L, Hund, H-U-N-D-T.com. And yeah, it's right the first thing you see when you get to the page. You really can't miss it. And you can just opt in and you will be sent the ebook. It's a great starting point for someone who wants to sign up. And then if people are interested in getting actually deeper and being coached, that's when the program is for. But for some people, the book is already okay. And that's fine too. Like for me, really, it is for you to understand your identity is what is so significant. Oh my gosh, I can't talk today. about your business and your business success. All I want for you is to really have that impact in the world that you're truly capable of. That is what is the most important for me, for you to understand. It's not just having a business and making money. It's a message that you carry out. It's energy that you carry out that creates that impact that you can have. So that's really the message for me, for you to understand.
Wow. So now I'm just wondering what practices do you think that really help you to do that? And I'm asking right now about your personal practices, something that you might want to share with our listeners. And also, if there is any kind of process that you could guide our listeners through today, well, it could be anything like if you have a meditation that you like to do how do you guide yourself? Like I know you're a very busy mom with a little one at home and he's just about a year, so he must be really keeping you busy. So how do you fit in all these other things? And what would you recommend?
That's actually a good question, and I have had people ask me the whole time, like how do you create a six-figure income or business and have family and friends and this and this and that. What I really tell people is to look at your life from wholeness. And honestly, I kind of took that from my own coach. We have the same background. We have the same education, so we use the same language. But he asked me, like, well, what would your life look like from wholeness? Because I struggled with that. Well, what if my son is part of my message? What if my family is part of my message? What if my well-being is part of my message? And once I understood that, I was able to just be in the moment. And that might look like that, for example, right now my son is sick. This morning I did not work much because he just needed me. But that is part of my message, my identity of being a mom. So when he's in bed, I work usually. But it also depends. But it just gives me that freedom of being in the moment and understanding the law of attraction in that situation, that just because I need to focus on something else at this point doesn't mean that God or the universe, however you want to call that, for me it's really God and my faith, stops working for you. But you need to know that. It just energy that you send out is still working, even if you're not focusing on it anymore.
Right, yeah, that's true. Yes, the universe responds to what we're radiating and what our general mix is, you know, what we're our vibrational set point that we're radiating out, and that's what's matching up with things and circumstances and people and, you know, so, yes. And often if we're not thinking about, that's the problem with people who try and they first learn about like the secret and they think, okay, I'm going to sit and do my affirmations and I'm going to sit and spend like 15 minutes in the morning and then kind of promptly forget about it and go right back to thinking their negative thoughts that they were generally thinking, you know, and then they're like, well, nothing's changing. What gives with this? You know, and that is the problem. It's just because it's law of attraction is not, you know, it's not a personal development tool. It just, it is, just like gravity is, you know, and it's responding to whatever you're chronically thinking. So that's why the coaching is such a good idea. And I think these programs too, Isabel, because really I've found in my experience that we have to really habituate, you know, the specific way of thinking in order to affect change in our lives. So you really need like the steps that you go through that, you know, like in my case with my program, we talk a lot about the gratitude. So, you know, sitting and writing a gratitude list might feel like a very simple little thing, but, and it's easy to say, oh, I'll just do it in my head or oh, I'll just, you know, whatever, do it later, but, and then not do it. And then you're not holding yourself in that vibration. And again, nothing changes. So, yeah. So what do you, like on a personal level, do you follow, what do you do to keep yourself in that mindset?
What I do is really work with my own coach every week. I think if it wouldn't be for him, I wouldn't be where I'm at now. I think that's a really great practice for me. But at the same time, I have my time in the morning where I get up at 5. Usually that's when my son wakes up and I just feed him and put him back down. He sleeps till 8. So I have that time available for myself to really reflect and write down what do I want to accomplish today. Who do I have to be? I think nowadays, and that is what I really learned in creating a business, sometimes it's just taking a step back and not focusing on just doing and working, but actually understanding who do I have to be? Because your doing always follows your being. And that is something I do most of the time, and sometimes gets a little crazy around here, but that's okay. But most of the time in the morning, I sit down, okay, who do I have to be today to accomplish the task that I need to and that I want to fulfill the bigger picture? I think that is really a ritual I do every single day. And at the end of the day, I declare the day as complete, no matter what I have accomplished and how the day went, because it's that emotional baggage that I need to leave back and not take with me into the night and into the next day, because then the emotions just add up, and we know most of the time the negative emotions, they take over. They are often stronger than the positive, because we hear it.
Yeah, because we've thought them so much, and it's like that. It's created that rut in our brains, neurological pathway.
You take it on from other people. I think we're not aware of what other people's energy, actually what an effect it has on us. That's why when I'm in a group of a lot of people and I come home, I need to clear. I need to clear my mind. I need to clear the energy, because I'm picking up on other people's energy, and that's subconsciously. And then we wonder why we feel tired or overwhelmed when we interact with a lot of people. So for me, it's really in personal development, really being complete with the day at the end of the day. Being okay with what I accomplished. Sometimes I just have to roll things over. That's okay. But leaving the emotional baggage behind, because eventually you add up Monday emotions to the Tuesday, to the Wednesday, to the Thursday. And that's why people say, I'm so looking forward to Friday and then the weekend. Every day is the same. Literally, but if you add on your negative emotions of what you have not accomplished, or I'm not good enough, I didn't get this done, it just adds up and you get frustrated, you get burned out. So that's an exercise in the morning, sitting down, who do I have to be today? And that doesn't need to take long, 10, 15 minutes.
That sounds really intriguing. I really like that too, Isabel. So could you maybe elaborate a little bit on that? So like, who do I have to be? So do you mean like on days where you have more things scheduled with your family that you'd be like, today I have to be a mom, and today I'm, you know, a partner to my husband, and, you know, that kind of thing? Is that what you mean?
No, those are actually roles. Those are roles that we take on in life. mm-hmm. who you have to be is really only about you. For example, if you feel like you're having a stressful day going on, if you already think that way, if you already are stressed, that's how it's going to go. So who do I have to be? For me, it's being actually fun. Like today I declare I am going to be fun. And make it fun. Or to accomplish my task, I have to be compassionate with myself, with other people. Determined is another one. Ambitious. I have to be, my mindset has to be in a certain place. Like, it's really all about you. Mom, entrepreneur, wife, husband, those are roles that we mm-hmm. take on. But who do you have to be within those roles? And that's
so
all about
really you're calling more on the emotions.
Yeah.
So, and is this in the book?
Yes, that is part of the book as well, where we really look at who do I have to be. Of course, we go a little deeper in the program to explore that more. And then I also offer Blitz Calls, where I do laser coaching with the clients that go through the program. We also have a discussion forum available. So when people really are even stuck throughout the program, and it can happen, I also offer 30-minute free coaching sessions just to get them going. I think that's really, for me, the purpose of my work, seeing you succeed. And if there's something in the way for you that doesn't get you where you get, I do whatever it takes to get you there.
Oh, that sounds good.
I'm not going to do the work for you, but mentally.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, is there anything else that you'd like to share with us a little bit about your book, maybe, just to entice people to take this step? I have actually downloaded it. I haven't had a chance to go back and read it yet, but I'm looking forward to doing that. But in the meantime, anything to whet our appetites a little bit?
Yes. I mean, really, I know personal development often sounds like a lot of work. Let me just do the work. But let's face it. If you actually focus on personal development and finding your identity first, you're going to be much faster in the long run than if you just roll it up the backward way, like really going from, okay, I'm going to do, and then eventually you get stuck. And like, maybe I should have focused on personal development and who I am. So the book really gives you a start foundation. It's like that first layer of your foundation. If you compare it to a house, they have different layers most of the time that they put on and add on to it. So that's kind of like your first foundation. So that gives you something to look at. Okay, this is really an area that I'm struggling with. So I need to focus on that to really be successful as an entrepreneur. For example, well-being. If I look at mom entrepreneurs, that is their biggest challenge. So having the book, you can go back and, okay, that's really something where I struggle with. What are new thoughts, new ideas, and how I can deal with that? And it will just really give you a really good foundation to start out and be strong and build on top of it. Like, there are no limits to it if your foundation is strong enough. It's really that rock-solid foundation.
Well, that sounds really exciting. This has been a very enlightening call, and I'm sure our listeners are going to benefit from us. And I'm just going to give that website again. It's Isabel Hunt, and the last name is H-U-N-D-T. So it's isabelhunt.com, and the free gift is the name of your gift again, Isabel?
Identity Crisis in the World of Entrepreneurs. It's the ebook, and you, like, when you go to a website, it's right there. It literally is right in your face. You can't miss it.
Awesome. Well, we're almost at our time for today already. This call has gone so fast. Did you have any final thoughts?
Any final thoughts? You are, like, literally, to everyone who's listening and who is an entrepreneur, either starting out or already further ahead, your identity is the main structure in your business, literally. And you're so unique. So stop, I mean, as much as all those blueprints and strategies and systems are important, at least some of them, but often it's just really going back and asking yourself, okay, what actually works for me? You're so unique, and your message is what needs to, what people need to be heard, what people need to hear to really make a difference in the world. You have that responsibility to live it and to be, to live your fullest potential, like literally, that's your responsibility.
Wow. Yeah, well, I do agree with you, and I think that you said it very well, and yeah, I think it is our responsibility and our reason for coming to the earth, and, you know, it's just to find our purpose and live it as well as we can and to help benefit as many people as we can along the way, so, and certainly getting clear on who our, you know, professional identity really is, and I think even, you know, aside from the business, this is going to help people just in their personal lives as well.
Yeah.
Because they are linked, you know. But I'm thinking even people who maybe don't have a business going just yet, I think they could still benefit from that clarity. Would you agree?
I agree. I mean, for me, the whole process made a huge difference in my personal life as well as business life. There's not, again, how I said it earlier, how you do one relationship is how you do them all. So it really just ties into it.
And I think sort of the focus of this entire series, it always seems to come back to, you know, the relationships and our relationship with ourselves, which is the most important one. It's the foundation of all of our others. So it's learning to really get to know ourselves and love and accept ourselves, you know, warts and all, you know, so that we can be effective, you know, because we are spiritual beings having a human experience, and we want to make the most of it. You know, we all had big plans and dreams for ourselves, and it's time to really let them come out and play, you know, I think. And yeah, and taking that focus away from, you know, exactly what your numbers are, you know, that can really kind of hold you back in business. So I'm glad that, you know, you're offering our listeners an alternative to that and just to really connect with themselves in a deeper way. Well, now I'm really excited to go back and read that book. And I certainly recommend to all of our listeners to do the same. And, well, thank you so much, Isabel. And I don't want to keep you too long because I know your little guy will be getting up from his nap soon.
Oh, no, he still has another hour. He's fine.
Oh, wow, you're lucky. Because he's
yes,
so little.
Yes, I know. He's perfect.
Oh, well, again, thank you very much. And, yes, I invite our listeners to go and grab your book while it is still available. And I'm going to be all this. This information is going to go out to my list, so your website will be there as well for people. So just in case they didn't happen to jot it down, it will be available on my website as well.
Awesome.
So thank you again, Isabel, and to everyone listening, have a wonderful day. And namaste, which means the spirit in me salutes the spirit in you. So namaste, everyone, and bye for now.
Bye. Thank you for having me.
You're always so welcome.